In just 3 years, Jimmy Carter has driven our economy to the edge of crisis. But my friends, there's also great good news, and that is, in 6 months' time, he'll be gone. Yes, in 6 months' time, with the support of the American people, we'll have a new Congress, and there, working at their side, a new president, Ronald Reagan. In 6 months' time, we'll have strong, steady hands at the helm. And in 6 months' time, we can finally begin to reverse course. That is the vision that draws us here tonight, united, together, forging a new beginning. But let me open this convention with a solemn warning. The hour is late, and the crisis is near. And only with a united effort can we pull ourselves back from the brink. My friends, this is a time for truth. And the truth is that our economy, once the wonder of mankind, is in a deplorable state. The massive failures of the past are now apparent. So too are the sham and the deceit of the politicians in Washington, who've insisted that we could live beyond our means year in, year out, and never pay a price. But now the piper has come to be paid, and his price is very high indeed. The tragedy is that 4 years ago we were beginning to move in the right direction. Our economic ship of state had encountered some rough seas, but we were sailing into smooth waters. Yes, because Gerald Ford had given us leadership. He had worked so hard and avoided all the easy answers. There was a fresh buoyancy coming into American life. 4 years ago, the inflation rate was only 4.8% and was coming down. Interest rates were coming down. Employment was going up. And our overseas trade was coming into balance. But candidate Jimmy Carter said that wasn't good enough. Up and down the land, he excoriated Gerald Ford and vowed he would change things. Well, he sure did change things, all right. As soon as Jimmy Carter got his hands on our economy, everything that was going up started coming down, and everything that was going down went through the roof. Now, at first, one could be forgiving with all of this fumbling and bumbling. After all, the Carter team came in with precious little experience. Why, it even took them 6 months to figure out that the West Bank wasn't one of Bert Lance's creditors out in Chicago. But now they've had their chance, and they blew it. Surely this administration will go down in history as the worst stewards of the American economy in our lifetime. And I say to you tonight that the time has come to clean house in Washington, D.C. The sad truth, my friends, is that the trail from flames to the White House is littered with broken promises and broken dreams. As a candidate, Jimmy Carter promised he would never raise taxes. As president, he has raised taxes more than any president in our history. Candidate Carter promised he would hold down federal spending. President Carter's increased spending more than any other president in our history. In just the past 4 years, Washington has pumped out more money than in the first 175 years of our history combined. Candidate Carter promised he would balance the budget. President Carter has produced larger deficits than any other president in our history. Today, our national debt is one-third higher than the day he was elected. Sometimes, my friends, I think that Mr. Carter has the Midas touch in reverse. everything he touches turns to mush. But let me assure you that in the coming weeks, as the election draws near, White House trumpets are going to surely blare forth the many accomplishments of this administration. And no doubt the taxpayers will wind up paying for the trumpets as well. But the American people are not going to be easily fooled. They know full well the despair and the disillusionment these years have brought. They know full well the heavy yoke they have borne. In the past 4 years, we've endured the worst inflation rates in our history, the worst interest rates since the Civil War, the worst rates of personal savings in 33 years, the worst leap in unemployment since the Great Depression, the worst blows to our housing and auto industries in memory. Ladies and gentlemen, 4 years ago, Jimmy Carter asked us, why not the best? Well, I ask you tonight, why in heaven's name should anyone now vote for 4 more years of the worst?